news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter has done a fabulous job. Rob, you've worked so hard. Please take a week off immediately. We'd appreciate that. Yeah, Rob gets to enjoy vacation next week. So we're super glad that he'll get some refreshment time. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, and author, with his opening day review of Uncut Gems.
Please. In Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler plays a New York City jeweler who caters to rappers, athletes, and rich people. He's just purchased a rare black opal straight from a mine in Africa, which he plans to sell off so he can repay his massive gambling debts. When NBA star Kevin Garnett asks to borrow it for a night as a good luck charm, Sandler reluctantly agrees. The rest of the movie tracks what happens when he has trouble getting it back and his debtors begin breathing down his neck. Watching Uncut Gems is like having an anxiety attack that lasts 135 minutes. I mean that as a compliment. The film keeps throwing new complications at its lead character, putting the opal further and further from his grasp, and making the danger of him getting beaten up by the goons he owes money to more imminent. I mean, this is a drama about a guy trying to get a rock back, and it's more suspenseful than 99% of the actual thrillers Hollywood cranks out. And here's something I never thought I'd say. Adam Sandler deserves an Oscar nomination. His dramatic performance here is literally the best thing he's ever done. The actor leaves all his usual mugging for the camera behind to do nuanced work as the panicking jeweler. This is a game changer for him. Stylish direction and atmospheric cinematography add to the overall effect. Uncut Gems is an exhilarating, electrifying tale you won't easily shake off. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Boston Celtics.
Get out of here.
This movie is great. It actually opens locally on Christmas Day. So this is a slightly early review, but it is coming here to our local AMC on Wednesday.
Well, I never heard of this film. Let's start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. They're not promoting it much?
Yeah, they've been promoting it. It's in limited release right now, so we're at the point where you're going to see more of the marketing push because it does go nationwide on Christmas Day. So it's been a little under the radar compared to Cats and Star Wars and some of the other things that are out there. But they're getting ready. This is a major awards contender, too, so they're kind of holding back a little bit on the publicity. It's being promoted, but they're going to start doing the major push now because the Oscar nominations are coming soon, and the box office, you know, at the holiday time, they really want to capitalize on the good buzz this movie has.
For Boston Celtics?
Right, because Kevin Garnett is a member of the Boston Celtics, or was, which I know because I have seen the movie Uncut Gems. Okay. Otherwise, I would not even know who he was.
Thank you for that.
He plays himself, and he does a pretty good job, too, I might say.
All right, and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Surprised movie Mike.
Well, Sandler's been interesting. You know, when he makes comedies, he makes very dumb comedies where he usually plays an idiot, and it's very lowbrow toilet humor. But every once in a while, he dips his toe into something more dramatic. He was in Paul Thomas Anderson's Punch Drunk Love 15 years ago or whatever that was. He made Spanglish, a couple other dramatic movies. But this is really him front and center as a full dramatic lead, and it works. And the thing I've always noticed about Adam Sandler is even in his comedy, there's been an edge of anger. And he brings that out in this performance. And I think that serves him really well as a dramatic actor. So I would like to see him do less of things like Jack and Jill and The Waterboy and more stuff like this because he's actually really, really talented.
Well, and I saw the trailer on this and I'm like, eh, whatever. But you're saying he draws this together and mm-hmm. makes the film.
Absolutely. And it's so intense. I mean, it's just, and I mean it in a good way, but it's a nerve-wracking experience to watch this movie because you keep thinking the guy is going to get it back and then something else comes that just makes him not quite able to get it. And the way the directors tighten the screws on what happens. It's just so riveting, and it's a great human drama, too. It's about a guy who's forced to kind of confront the mistakes and the bad choices he's made in life.
And the director? Who is the director?
It's a sibling filmmaking duo, Josh and Benny Safdie, who are really interesting filmmakers. They did a movie about 2 years ago called Good Time with Robert Pattinson that is also well worth a look. Another really suspenseful, stylish thriller. So these guys are not household names yet, but they are really two of the most promising filmmakers we've got out there today.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for them. Their name again, please. I'm terrible at this.
Josh and Benny Safty.
Okay. Well, we'll look out for them. We know sibling duos can do some fabulous films.
Absolutely.
So we know that is good.
Farrelly
okay.
Brothers, Coen Brothers.
Right. Four Boston Celtics.
Yes.
Four Uncut Gems, and Adam Sandler is outstanding in that film, you say. New movies that are out. Is this the release time for Bombshell? Is that out today?
Bombshell is more nationwide today, but not completely nationwide, so it's not opening locally, which is a shame because it's one of my favorite films of the year. It's really, really incredible.
You got to preview it.
Yes, and that's another four-star movie for me. I'm hoping it comes here soon. It does not open locally today. It does not open locally on Christmas, so I'm hoping it'll come around in January so people can see it, but it's a phenomenal film, and it's a bipartisan film. My fear is that people will say, oh, that's going to make Fox News look bad. I'm not going to go see it, but it's a bipartisan film about sexual harassment in the workplace and the impact that that has. And my parents screened it as well. They're both conservative and, you know, like Fox News, and they both love the movie, too. So Bombshell is one to be on the lookout for. It's not here yet.
Your father liked a movie that portrays Fox in a potentially negative light?
I'm as surprised as you are.
Okay. All right. Jeez. That just doesn't seem right. We'll have to call him up today and find out about this. Why this staggered opening? This is this one plus Uncut Gems?
Very common for this time of year because the Oscar nominations are coming, and so the studios and distributors have to keep these movies in theaters long enough to capitalize on that. They don't want to open nationwide right away and then have the buzz fade by the time the nominations are announced next month. So by opening movies in limited release and then expanding weekend by weekend, it just keeps the movies in the theaters and keeps the conversation going.
Okay, so you have to keep talking about it. All right.
Right.
All right, so that is one new movie that we cannot see locally. Can we see it anywhere in Pennsylvania? I mean, we sometimes drive to Harrisburg for good movies.
Yeah, I don't know if it's okay. It's probably down there by now. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at their listings yet, but hopefully it'll be coming to our area soon.
Some little flick comes out today, too, with great music. What's that called?
Yeah, we got Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes, that opens today. Mixed critical response on this. The embargo lifted earlier this week, and the reviews really have not been that hot for it, so we'll see how audiences react, whether it disappoints fans or whether they don't care what the critics have to say.
Which is often the case.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I mean, it's a little different. As critics, we see everything, so we tend to notice cliches and stereotypes and things being repeated that somebody who only goes to the movie sporadically might not catch on. You know,
okay.
They might see as much. So that opens today. Also opening today is Cats, the feature film version of the popular Broadway musical. The embargo in this movie lifted yesterday, and the reviews are terrible across the board. I mean, everybody is saying that this is a movie so bad you almost have to see it to believe it.
Really?
Yeah. So there's Cats.
Intriguing trailers.
It looks weird. I saw the Broadway show in the 80s. My high school class, English class, went up to New York to see the show, and I thought it was terrible. So whether the movie improves on it or just remains faithful, I don't know, but I've never been a fan of Cats. But we'll see. Taylor Swift's in it, so that's kind of notable. And then we got a bunch of movies opening on Christmas Day, Uncut Gems, which I just reviewed. Also opening locally Christmas Day is Spies in Disguise, which is an animated movie. Will Smith provides the voice of a super spy who drinks this serum that inadvertently turns him into a bird, and he has to solve a case in bird form. My family got the advanced screen this one, and we all enjoyed it. It's really, really funny. I'm not going to say it's Pixar-level animated movie, but it is funny and fun for the whole family. And also opening locally on Christmas Day is Little Women, a new version of Louisa May Alcott's famous story. This one written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who got an Oscar nomination a few years ago for her movie Lady Bird. And I screened this one in advance, too. I did not think we needed another version of Little Women.
Yeah, that's
there have been
my
so
philosophy.
Many. And I was wrong. This is probably my favorite version of the ones that I've seen. It's a period film, but it's got kind of a contemporary feel. The performances are outstanding across the board. It's a movie that's fun. It's got emotion in it. And it's just a really, really well-done film. And I would especially say to guys, if your wife or girlfriend wants to go see Little Women, don't be afraid of this movie. It's really good. You'll be hooked by it. And I think you'll be glad you went. So yeah. I hope the guys will give this a chance. I know a lot of women are excited to see it, but I hope the men will take a chance on it, too, because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Who did A Little Women back in 1995 or something in that range?
There was one back in the 90s with Winona Ryder and Claire Danes. There was a version of Little Women just last year, believe it or not.
We don't need another Little Women, so I'm anxious to see this. So.
But this one is really, really good. And again, the performances across the board. Meryl Streep plays Aunt March. Laura Dern is Marmee. Saoirse Ronan is Jo. Florence Pugh plays Amy, and she's had an incredible year. Three great performances, Fighting With My Family, Midsommar, and now Little Women. So in 2019, she has established herself as one of the most talented and important young actresses out there. And I think she could get an Oscar nomination as Best Supporting Actress. So Little Women, definitely one to see.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, boy, a lot going on at the movies. All right, very briefly, some entertainment news. Let's see. Who's apologizing after Pais Teresa's social media post?
Yeah, Camila Cabello, the popular singer, former member of Fifth Harmony, now on her own. Definitely one of the hottest pop stars around these days. Hit after hit after hit. Some old posts that she put on her Tumblr account came to light this week, and they were very racist and had a lot of offensive language, and so she is now apologizing publicly for that, and she issued a very long apology on Instagram. Part of it said, when I was younger, I used language I am deeply ashamed of and will regret forever. I was uneducated and ignorant, and once I became aware of the history and the weight and the true meaning behind this horrible language, I was deeply embarrassed I ever used it. So Camila Cabello giving what appears to be a sincere apology for some very unfortunate things she said a few years ago when she was a teenager.
And Adam Driver walks out of an NPR interview.
Yeah, Adam Driver was on NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross, and he famously does not like to watch movies that he's in or see clips or hear himself. And during the interview, they played a 20-second clip from his new movie, Marriage Story, and he got up and walked out of the interview. And that set off a whole firestorm on the internet with people arguing, is he being a star diva or was he justified in walking out?
So well, it's kind he of knew a litmus it was test. Coming. They warned him, and they told him to take your headphones off. We're going to play your own film.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew it was coming, but he's... Have we heard from him what his reasoning was?
He has it, but he was on their show a number of years ago and told them the same thing. He said, I don't want to hear any clips of myself. I don't want to see any clips. So they knew in advance that he did not want this. So to me, I'm actually on Team Adam Driver. I think that they were wrong for putting him in a position that they knew would make him uncomfortable. And as a celebrity, you know, he must have a certain anxiety about that. He did say in his past interview, he doesn't like watching clips of himself because then he just starts second-guessing his choice and wishing he could change things, and it makes him a little crazy.
Okay.
So I think they should have respected him, and I think he was probably right to walk out.
Okay. Wow.
Just my two cents.
All right. Fabulous. What are you seeing today, if you're going to the movie today?
Rise of Skywalker today, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Have fun with that. A lot of people, typical people who love Star Wars films just tend to love them all, so.
I have my fingers crossed. Okay. There's only been one I haven't liked so far, so we'll
see. Movie Mike McGranahan. Thank you so much. His appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater. You can check them out at campustheater.org.